the Saturday Light Brigade, and you picked a great day to hear some youth music. Our Youth Expression Showcase is about to begin. And today we are very fortunate to have five people here in the studio with us today, maybe one more person coming. Carrie is here from Pittsburgh Music Academy, and also here is our pianist, Kelsey, and three violinists, Sinai, Anna, and Elizabeth. You'll get a chance to meet each of them, but I'm first going to turn it over to Carrie, who is going to set the stage this morning, and she will play for us. Carrie, are you ready to play?
Sure. First, our first soloist is going to be Sinai, and she is going to play Perpetual Motion.
Ah, so here comes Sinai with Perpetual Motion. Wow, that was really beautiful. Sinai, can you step up to this microphone here, and can you tell me how old you are?
Five.
And where do you go to school? Are you starting kindergarten this fall, or are you going into first grade?
I'm going into first grade.
What's the name of the school you go to? If you're not sure, that's okay.
I don't know yet.
But that's okay. How long have you played violin? Have you taken lessons? 2 years? You're very good. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening to you on the radio right now? People that might be listening at home?
No, thank you.
Who is out there? I saw somebody dancing while you were playing. He's got a backpack on.
That's LJ, my baby brother.
How old is LJ?
Two.
Do you like the part of the song you just played when it gets really fast? Was it hard to learn how to play that fast?
Yes.
What helped you get better at doing that?
I started doing the ribbons that Miss Carrie told me, but now I practiced with my dad, and then I knew how to do it.
So your dad was a big part of helping you be successful. Does he play a musical instrument too?
No, he started playing with me for a long time, but then he returned his violin.
I see. So he was playing with you for a while, violin, but now you're the violinist in the family?
Yes.
Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
No.
No? You could probably be anything you want to be. You're very, very talented. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Okay. Well, it's nice to talk to you. Now, I think Kelsey may be next. And Kelsey is playing a violin that sounds just like a piano. That's because it is a piano. And she is now going to play for us. Kelsey, what song are you going to play?
Lightly Row.
Here she is, Kelsey. Very, very nice. And before I speak with Kelsey for a moment, let me ask you if you would like to make a comment to any of our musicians to encourage them if you're listening at home right now or as you drive around, if you can do so safely, go to slbradio.org and use instant input. That comment will come directly into our studio, and then I can share it with kids who are playing this morning. Kelsey, how old are you?
7.
And where do you go to school?
Washington Elementary.
In Mount Lebanon?
Yes.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And how long have you played piano?
1 year.
You're very good. After just 1 year, what is the hardest part about playing the piano? What part is the biggest challenge for you?
Hands together.
Playing, making sure your left hand and your right hand are working together. I would find that hard. Have you thought about what you'd like to do when you grow up?
I want to be a piano teacher.
How come?
Because I love to play the piano.
Well, that's very nice. And you must love your piano teacher, too. If you'd like to be one. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or who's here with you today? How about LJ, Sanai's little brother? We can say hi to LJ. We'll keep saying hi to LJ all morning long. Would that be okay to say hi to LJ? Kelsey, you sounded great. And now we have another violin soloist, I believe. And it's either going to be Anna or Elizabeth. I think it's going to be Anna. Anna, step up to the microphone and tell me what you're going to play.
Happy Farmer.
Happy Farmer. And we'll talk afterwards. Here comes Anna, all from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Was very nice, and it sounded like a happy farmer indeed playing that. So, Anna, how old are you?
5.
And are you going into first grade like Sanai is?
Second
grade. Mm-hmm. Where do you go to
kindergarten? Going into kindergarten.
Into kindergarten. And do you know the name of your kindergarten?
Holy Child Catholic School.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Would you like to say hello to anybody who's here or who may have heard you out in Radio Land?
Nana.
Nana? Where does she live?
Bridgeville.
Well, I hope that she is tuned in this morning. It would be wonderful for her to have heard you. Have you thought at all about what you'd like to be when you grow up?
A violin teacher.
A violin teacher? How come?
Because I like to play violin.
Well, that sounds like a very good thing to be. What are you looking forward to about kindergarten? Are you excited about going there?
Yes.
What do you think will be fun?
The class.
Do you think you'll have lots of homework?
Yeah.
They do that in kindergarten. Have you been there to see it yet? Not yet. It'll start soon. Well, you sound very good. It's nice to hear from you. And now we have the senior member of the group, Elizabeth. She's been here before. Elizabeth, what are you going to play?
Hunter's Chorus.
Hunter's Chorus. And how old are you?
11.
11. So here comes Elizabeth. And then we're going to have a trio or possibly a quartet of violinists. Here is Elizabeth from Pittsburgh Music Academy at the Saturday Light Brigade. That was beautifully done, Elizabeth, and you're really expressive when you play, and keeping tempo on that has got to be hard, especially with those da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or those, I don't know if those are triplets or eighth notes, but you sounded just great. Have you thought about what you would like to do when you get older? Come on up into this microphone. You're fine, I think, if you just stand right there. Have you thought about what you'd like to do?
A little. I kind of might want to be a teacher or a pet shop owner.
Do you have pets?
Yeah, I do.
What do you have?
I have a dog, two frogs, a betta fish, and we're going to get chickens.
Oh, excellent. A lot of people getting chickens now. Have you had chickens before?
No.
Are you excited about that?
Yes.
I think it'll be fun. Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in?
I want to say hello to my dad and my sister Julia and my mom.
Excellent. And I have a message for you, and it is for Anna. Anna, you have a message. Anna, do you know somebody named Miss Dottie?
Yes.
Miss Dottie, who is that?
The librarian.
The librarian in Cecil Township. And Miss Dottie writes, "Wow, happy farmer was beautiful, Anna. I'm so proud of you." Isn't that nice? She sent a note in. And if you would like to send the note, you can go to slbradio.org. And use instant input to get your note to us. Librarians are nice people. And Carrie is here representing Pittsburgh Music Academy as well. And Carrie, are there still openings for students? And how can people get involved if they want to?
Yeah, of course. There's always openings. We have many teachers. We have many teachers at the school. So we start our fall semester August 26th. But you can enroll at any time.
And what's the best way to get additional information?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is www.pghma.com.
Excellent. And you've got one song featuring all of the violinists to close out with?
Yeah, we have a song called Allegretta we can all play together.
Excellent. And Kelsey, it was nice to have you here today. Do you ever play with the violins too? That's what the violins kind of keep to their own string section. So
for now, maybe when they get older, they can play together.
Well, here they are. Once again, you heard Kelsey on piano earlier, and now Sinai and Anna and Elizabeth, along with their teacher, Carrie, will close things out on this segment of our Youth Expression Showcase from Pittsburgh Music Academy. beautifully done. Thank you so much
Thank you very much.
Being here with us. And our performances featured on the Youth Expression Showcase are made possible by many SLB supporters, including the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts, through a grant administered locally by the Greater Pittsburgh Arts Council. If you would like to play sometime, we would love to have you. Just contact us at slb@slbradio.org, and we will do our best to get you on the radio and share your talent and what it is you do, whether it be a musical instrument, whether it be writing music or poetry. And in fact, coming up in just a little bit, we're going to introduce you to a 10-year-old singer-songwriter here at the Saturday Light Brigade. 22 minutes now after 10. Our friends in the West. It's